This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Now we know the Super Bowl after what was a very entertaining conference championship Sunday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to have a home Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55, going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's Brady, it's Mahomes, and it's all going down two Sundays from now right here on CBS. And now joining us on the hotline is the NFC champion head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's our good pal Bruce Arians. Coach, congratulations. How does that sound, NFC champs?
That sounds fantastic, man. It's starting to sink in finally.
Yeah, how long did it take for it to really sink in when you look back? Did you realize it on the field, or was it really earlier this morning?
No, it was, you know, on the field. It was like, hey, we won the game, you know, and then I'm walking off the field, actually, and they said, oh, you got the trophy presentation. And when I held the, you know, when I got my hands on the Hollis Trophy, I was like, wow, we really did this. And it was amazing.
That was such a back-and-forth game in the second half. In that aftermath, on the field, you've been in that spot before and your team hasn't got the job done. Just what do you kind of think of in the moment when you look at what this journey's been for you guys?
It was amazing. Yeah, that game was ebbs and flows. You know, we had the big right before the half and a big start to the second half. Then we had to hold on. But, man, our defense played great in the fourth quarter, and we had that one good drive to go get the field goal and that one good drive at the end.
Well, let me take you back to that end of the first half like you're talking about. Many people are thinking you're going to try a quick out and then get your team into field goal range. How about that big play for 39 yards to Scotty Miller with 8 seconds left for the score to put you up 21-10?
Yeah, it was like, let's go for the throat. I mean, we had a play called, and they came out in their base defense, and it was like, it was a perfect call. Byron Leftwich did a great job. He put a great call in, and a good protection. Tom made a great throw, and Scotty went and got it. Just really surprised that they weren't guarding the sidelines more.
Take you back to that fourth down conversion that you got. It looked like you were going to put your field goal team out there, and then you called the timeout. You're at Green Bay's 45. Can you take us through that thought process that eventually led for you guys to go for it?
Yeah, you know, it was whether punt, you know, our punter, Bradley Pinion, can hit 60-yard field goals. It was like, do I want to give him the ball? And, you know, right there, and it's no. I said, finally called the timeout, thought about it a little bit more, and just say, let's go for it. We got to get points out of this drive. It was a great interception, and we need to get points out of it.
Bruce Arians here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. How do you describe this journey this year? This has been an unprecedented season. You had Brady come in, not a lot of time to get the team ready. Everyone's dealing with COVID. When you look back from the start up until now, what has it been like to be a part of this ride?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. You know, the first thing we had to do was beat the virus before we could beat any other team. And, man, our guys, they were very, very accountable and taking care of each other. We didn't have a lot of COVID test problems. Then just watching this, our defense started out really good, had a little low, then they picked it back up offensively. We just kept growing and growing. And then after the bye week, our team, we started playing really good complementary football.
And I love how you keep on bringing up the defense, because I know it's easy. The storylines are the quarterbacks. The storyline is Tom Brady when he gets to his 10th Super Bowl and looking to win his 7th. But your defense, what they were able to do yesterday, first and goal at the 6 in the first half, they held Rodgers to 3, and then Three nice stands by your defense when Green Bay could have taken the lead or even tie up that game. To be able to do what that defense did on Sunday, especially in that fourth quarter, I guess it's not surprising to you, but it really is something.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, our front four was just outstanding. Getting Vita via Bex really helped. And then the two outside guys, Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett, man, they got after Aaron Rodgers. The back end, all three levels of our defense played really, really well.
How about your staff, Byron Leftwich and then also Todd Bowles? We know, Todd, you've been with them for a long time, going back to your Temple days, and he was a head coach before in this league. But what makes Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich just such good coordinators for you guys?
Well, Todd's outstanding at making adjustments and getting his game plans, who he's going to try to take out of a game. And Byron is a superstar on the rise. He's got great rapport with Tom and all the quarterbacks, and just sees the game, not just as a quarterback, but he sees it as offense, defense. He sees the whole game.
Bruce Arians here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. Everyone's talking about Matt LaFleur's decision to take the field goal there with a little over 2 minutes left. Did that surprise you in the moment?
No, not at all. I mean, I think Matt thought his defense would get that stop. And, you know, they had the two-minute warning, all three timeouts, and we were lucky enough to get a couple first downs and ice the game. But I don't think it was that bad of a decision.
Because I look at it, and I know Brady and the offense weren't playing well in the second half. They had the three interceptions, but with Brady's history in this league and all those legendary moments that he has in the final 2 minutes, there isn't a part of you that just said, wow, they gave the ball back to Brady. Pretty much we get two first downs, and then, boom, the game's over.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. I mean, we had done a lot of good stuff in that drive down there, and I think, you know, fourth and nine is really a tough call. And I don't disagree with him doing what he did.
When you got the ball back, though, with Brady having the ball in his hands, you had to feel as if you weren't giving the ball back, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We were playing to win. You know, we want to use up the timeouts and definitely get that first down. And it was huge. It was a good call, too. The guy was holding his shirt. So it was huge.
Take me back to the origins of this relationship with Brady. When did it first get through, like, your mind that you could get him? And then when you found out that he was coming to Tampa, just what was that first immediate thought?
Yeah, we had what we needed. We had the missing piece. You know, we had a really good football team and a very, very good young football team. And, you know, he was the missing piece. The guys didn't really know how to win or sometimes even expect to win. They played extremely hard. But as soon as he walked in, and I've seen it before, and he walked in and all of a sudden we were legitimate contenders.
You've been around great quarterbacks all throughout your career, and you've seen everything on a football field. What has he taught you this year? Have you learned stuff from Tom Brady this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so many different things, how he sees the game versus the way I see the game. And, you know, I always say if you're not learning, you're not getting better. So it's been a great, great relationship.
Are you kind of surprised how people kind of view that relationship early in the year as contentious? Do you guys just laugh at how people were perceiving your relationship?
Oh, yeah, it was hilarious.
Do you guys just kind of joke about it at the facility?
Yeah, every now and then.
Wrapping up with Bruce Arians, his team's going off to the Super Bowl. All right, you've seen Kansas City before. We know they're a juggernaut on both the offensive side of the ball, and their defense doesn't get enough credit. That was a tough matchup for you, like they've been for everyone through the last few years. What's that first read on Kansas City as you get set to go and hopefully win a Super Bowl in 2 weeks?
Yeah, don't spot them 17, because it's going to be really hard sledding it. If you spot them 17, it's hard enough. Really, really good team, really well coached. Andy Reid, Spagnuolo, everybody there. They're great players, but they're really well coached too. And it's going to be a hell of a challenge.
I know it's a little bit early, but health-wise, is there any update on Antonio Brown, Antoine Winfield Jr., and also Jordan Whitehead?
No, a little bit too early for all those guys yet to see where they're going. Luckily, we got 2 more weeks.
All right, Coach, before we let you run, I just want to talk about your individual journey. You know, there's been health scares, as we know. You walked away from the game, retired. You were on with us, and it seemed like the only job you were interested in were the Browns. Had this come about with Tampa Bay, and as you sit here 2 years later and you're now 60 minutes away from winning a Super Bowl. Just how do you go through that journey on what has been a really crazy ride for you throughout your NFL career?
Yeah, I didn't really think I would coach again. And then, you know, the broadcasting thing, it was fun. But every Friday when I get around the players and go to practice, I knew I missed it. It just had to be the right opportunity. And this is very close to my grandchildren. And my wife loved it. So, you know, Jason Light is a dear friend and great general manager. We got unbelievable ownership. And what I thought on paper was a very talented young football team. So I was really happy when they gave the old guy a chance.
If they told you at the time that you were going to get Brady a year later, what would you have said?
Yeah, I would have been shocked, you know, because, you know, everybody had high hopes for Jameis, and he had one of those crazy years of 33 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. But I thought Jameis was going to be a heck of a young player. And then, and once we decided to move on, obviously Tom was the guy.
And the last thing I'll ask you, 22,000 fans are going to be at your home stadium. I know 7,500 are going to be vaccinated healthcare workers, which is a great job by the NFL. Who knows what the home field advantage, who knows what the crowd is going to look like. But how about getting that Super Bowl first time ever for home team, getting that Super Bowl right at Raymond James Stadium?
Yeah, it's going to be really weird, you know, looking across the street for the last couple of weeks. But they're putting up all the banners and stuff and, you know, sitting there outside today having lunch and like, we finally made it. We're there.
What do you want to say to your fans? Because I know that this could be a tough year to connect with your fans just because it hasn't been normal.
Yeah, it's been, you know, all the ones that were out at the airport when it came back. And, you know, we know the town's excited as hell. And just it's so weird not having them, because I know it would have been great crowds. I just wish all of them could go to the Super Bowl.
How many text messages you get last night, by the way?
847.
How many for some Temple Owls of the past?
Oh, there was a bunch. There was a bunch.
Well, we always do appreciate the time. You've always been kind to me throughout the years. Good luck coming up in 2 weeks, and have a great game coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Zach. You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.